Well, you may have heard the latest news. Special investigator Robert Mueller is opening up a possible criminal investigation against the President Donald Trump. And it's not so much for obstruction of justice and the firing of Comey and related matters and his involvement in Russia. The investigation is more seriously about the fact that when he tweets, the president tries to use more than 140 characters or letters, and you just can't do that.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Never overload your tweets, it's poison.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam. How are you? Good, fine. Well, let me start by commenting about this shooting that took place at a practice baseball game. The Republican Congress and Senate, whatever case may be, they're going to play the Democrats. See, there should be some Republicans, some Democrats on both teams. That would be a nice display, as opposed to having the Democrats against the Republicans. But whatever. Maybe you'll second guess this now. A lone, crazed, disgruntled gunman, had nothing to do with terrorism, went to this baseball practice and started shooting what he discerned were Republicans practicing. And, of course, that is bad. That's bad stuff. And the president, what they call the POTUS, I don't know, the president made a statement, and he said that this is awful. This cannot be, that we are all one person. We all come together, we're all going toward the same goal, and we need to respect and get along with each other. And I'm going to be honest with you, kids. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's just so hypocritical. He's the president, and yet he can't pull off a speech of unity because he himself is driven, and his vehicle is anger, lashing out, calling people nut jobs, fat, calling them names, attaching demeaning nicknames to them. Even at some of his rallies when he was running for president, saying if you see anybody causing any trouble, beat them up like in the old days. This kind of stuff, I mean, absolutely should not be acted out, but should also not be discussed as a favorable possibility. And the president calling for people to get along, working together, is something that he just doesn't do himself. Now, that's not a call to violence. There's a difference. When we go to the movies, we see horror films, we see people's heads rolling off and bleeding from the chest and stuff. I mean, these are horror films that we go to pay money to see in movie theaters. Doesn't mean that that means you should go out and start doing it yourself to other people. So I get that. We all get that. And we all say that in our society, violence is not acceptable in any case, except for an acts of war or by the military. The lesson might be really for the president. Tone down your anger, sir. Tone down your negative rhetoric, sir. If you can lead in that respect, you'll watch your favorability numbers go up. And as much as 60% of America may disagree with you, at least you'll be a respectable human being who acts accordingly. So the lesson is not so much for the American people. The lesson is pretty much more so for the president, my opinion. We all should live in an environment of peace where differences can be discussed, where we hear each other's arguments, where we say, what do you think? Well, what do you think? That's the environment that we should be in, Mr. President. Okay, fine. Enough of that, huh, kids? Huh, kids? Teachable moment for one person, I believe. And a nation, but one person who's supposed to be leading that nation. Thank you so much. Okay, fine. Hey, kids. I've talked about this many times, that it's the summer months and the bugs are out. Sometimes it's these little tent caterpillars that are scattered all over the ground, and when you step on them, it's a squishy mess, and they get in your clothes, and they crawl up your butt. All horrible little tent caterpillars, or calipillars. Flies, those little gnats, they travel in clouds. Horrible. Disruptive. They get into my hamburger bun. But the most annoying of all is the mosquito, who is out to bite you. Only one sex is out to bite you. I believe it's just the females that do it. They take your blood and they lay eggs with it, and they nourish their eggs with your blood. Sounds quite vampire-ish, doesn't it? I'm surprised it's not a television series on the WB or the CB or whatever you call that stupid network that has like 5,000 vampire shows on it. I don't know the name of it. In any event, we're going to talk about mosquitoes today with a mosquito expert. It's about time we did. We're doing that today on today's program. That's a little bit later on. Hang out for that. If that doesn't cause extreme excitement in your life, I don't know what will. We all get bitten by mosquitoes, some more than others. So it's important information. And mosquitoes carry disease, too. Strep throat, is that right? Do they carry strep throat? No, they don't? Okay, sorry, I had that wrong. That's coming up later in the show. I saw a television commercial on TV, which is where you usually see television commercials. And it was for a company called Ancestry.com. Have you heard of this, kids? I bet you have. They have actors on television portraying real people, which is a stretch. And they get very excited. And this one lady on this television commercial says, did you know that I found out through Ancestry.com that I'm related to George Washington? She says, it's changed my life. Now I know who I am and from where I came. Okay, let's get started. First of all, who cares? Now, this is a split decision thing, because a lot of people say that and that thing to know your background and your chain of ancestry is very, very important and very, very satisfying. Then there are people like me who say, and I'll repeat, who cares? if my ancestor was George Washington, I would say to myself, oh, okay, so what am I supposed to do with this information? To me, this ancestry thing is very similar to horoscopes. And here's why. In a horoscope, you pick out the stuff that relates to you and you go, man, this is accurate. I can't believe it. My horoscope says that I'm a very sensitive individual. And I am very sensitive. I'm very sensitive. Oh my God, how did they know that? This stuff must be real. This is the same thing with the Ancestry.com. Did you know that my relative, my long-lost relative, is George Washington? And I think that's why I have so much trouble with my teeth. Whenever I go to the dentist, they say, you be careful. Someday, if you don't take care of your gums, your teeth will fall out. That's what happened to my great 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 grandfather, George Washington. His teeth fell out. They had to put wooden teeth in. Now I get it. This must be true. Well, whether it's true or not, I don't understand how this affects your life at all. Do you walk around and tell people on purpose that you're related to George Washington? I bet you do, because it's the only, I can't see any other purpose for this. Hey, Betty, guess what?
What?
I'm related to George Washington.
Wow. Ooh. Wow.
You mean you're related to George Washington?
Yes, I am.
Ooh. Wow. And I guess that means what?
Nothing. I'm just telling you I'm related to George Washington. Isn't that something?
Ooh. Wow. Oh. Oh, you're related to George Washington. Oh, I've heard of him. He was the first president. Yes.
What
do you do with that? I mean, do you go to a convention and put on your name badge? My name is Jennifer. I was related to George Washington. I'm related to George Washington.
Jennifer. Welcome to the restaurant. We all of a sudden have a table available for you. The wait would have been like an hour to get a table in the restaurant. But you're related to George Washington? We have a table for you right over here. It's our finest. Can we get you a bottle of wine?
And we're going to pick up the check on because you're related to George Washington. Holy crap, man. Wow. That's amazing and fascinating in a manner of which I can't really describe because I don't know what to do with this.
I don't know.
What if you find out through Ancestry.com that you're related to John Wilkes Booth, who shot President Lincoln in the head in the Ford Theater and in the head? Two places he was shot. What would you do with that information?
Hey, Bob, I understand you're related to John Wilkes Booth.
No. I don't know where you heard that.
Well, you told me last week.
No, you misunderstood me. I'm related to Bob Wilkes Booth, who was a blacksmith. No, you misunderstood me.
Or swear.
No, I'm not. Maybe you don't want to know who you're related to. I don't even know if I want to be related to some part of members of my family. I might even hide that.
No, I'm proud of my family. But I don't know what was in my past. One of my great-great-great-great-grandfathers could have been a serial killer or ate too much cereal, or was a horrible, horrible person. I don't want to be connected to that, but I can't do anything about it.
I don't know how that defines you. I don't know how that defines you at all. People say, well, it makes me feel complete. I see. You needed that to make you feel complete. I understand. You needed a piece of paper that said you were related to somebody else to whom you have no connection whatsoever. You never met them. You never touched them. People you knew never touched them. Relatives didn't even know that they were. How that makes you feel complete. I see. I see. That completes you. Uh-huh. I get it. What if you found out that your relatives were involved in some type of horrible plague where they all died of bubonic plague or something? Would you run around going, oh my God, I'm going to die from a plague? Well, no, you're not. You're not going to die from a plague from somebody that you're somehow connected to like 20 generations back. My great 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 grandfather is Jesus. Jesus didn't have any children though. That's what Ancestry.com says. Okay. What if Jesus decided to contact Ancestry.com and found out that he was related to God somehow? Well, that would have been significant. But they didn't have Ancestry.com back then. Just wise men. That you would just ask wise men. I don't know the wise men's name. I suspect it was Mo, Larry, and Curly, but that might not be the case. What if you were related somehow to Mo Howard from the Three Stooges? I bet you tell everybody. Again, it doesn't complete you. It does nothing to you or for you. You don't inherit money all of a sudden. You don't become an honorary stooge. I just don't know. I guess it's just interesting dinner conversation for maybe 20 seconds. But we all have different engines on which we run. Ancestry.com is probably turning a really nice profit, given giving horoscope readings to people that pay to find out where they came from. You know, the most significant thing that happened to you was you being born and you being your own person. You are not defined by what other people think of you, nor by who some ancestor was a long time ago on your family tree. What an interesting analogy it is that our lives are a tree, you see. I guess we are the extreme limbs, the little twig branches on the tree, and our ancestors are this big giant trunk part. I don't quite understand all of that. So, Ron, did you ever contact Ancestry.com? No. I can't even spell Ancestry, so what's the point of that? I am this close. You can't see me physically putting my fingers like real close to each other. I am this close to completely denouncing all of technology. I'm serious. I want to go for a long period of time without a cell phone. I want to wean myself off of it. I want to wean myself off of Facebook and somehow see if I can exist for maybe a couple of days without knowing what's going on with other people whom I really don't know. I don't want to answer the telephone. I don't want to speak to telephone solicitors, telephone marketers. If something horrible has happened to a person that I know, send me a telegram. I'll open the mail. That's about it. You see, I can open any envelope I want when I get the mail. I get tons of junk mail. I get like 20 pieces of junk mail for every one good, decent piece of mail. And some bills. I get bills in the mail as well. Because I won't pay my bills online. Oh, no. I'm not doing my credit card number on your stupid fucking cloud. I'm sorry, I said cloud. I apologize for saying that. No, I'm not doing that. No, thank you. With all the hacking that's going on, I'll use my card only in person and through secured services. I'm not going to start paying bills on it or exposing my bank account number and all that kind of stuff to the cloud. To the cloud. No. Because your stuff's in the cloud, too. Your stuff can get stuck up with my cloud stuff. I want my own cloud. I'm not going to the big cloud. You go to the big cloud. I'm not going to the big cloud. I'm staying out of your cloud. All that stuff gets jumbled in that cloud. And all somebody has to do is just get into that cloud. And they got everybody's stuff in that cloud. They ain't going to have my stuff in that cloud. Hey, he, get off of my cloud. Rolling Stones. Legendary because they knew what the cloud was before there even was a cloud. Listen to the lyrics of that song. I don't know what they are. Just listen to them sometime if you have nothing to do. It's not related to this conversation at all. You should just listen to words in songs. That's all I'm saying. Now, I want to dismiss myself from technology for a period of time. I want to go to a cabin somewhere where I can just sit in a rocking chair and just commune with nature, look up in the sky, count the birds in the trees. You know, that's it. I'd be bored off my ass in 10 minutes, I guarantee you. In 10 minutes, I'd say, I've got to get back to society. This is so boring. Maybe I'll take a nap. When I wake up, I'll sit in a chair and look at the trees and the sky. And then after those 10 minutes, I'll probably want to go home or watch a show on television. All shows on television should be mindless. They should all be escape shows. And not violent shows. And not dramas getting into people's problems and troubles in their lives. I want all the shows on television to be related somehow by ancestry to the Leave It to Beaver show. Or Father Knows Best. Or shows where nothing significant ever happened on them. Their problems were very solvable within 30 minutes. And always solvable, easily. The answers were always obvious. Were they dressed up for each other, respected each other, hugged each other, knew their places. Everybody was secure and happy and didn't worry about anything. And if there was some type of tension, it was always relieved with a little bit of a chuckle. Where you ate dinner, sat down in a chair, opened up a newspaper, had a cup of coffee. That was pretty much it. Didn't matter what job you had. The idea was to go home, eat dinner, open up the paper and have a cup of coffee and go to bed. That was it. No stress. What kind of stress is that? Now, of course, there was stress during the Leave It to Beaver days, but it wasn't portrayed to me. I didn't have to deal with it. You got your problems. I got mine. Let's just leave it at that. I don't need to know all of yours. You don't need to know all of mine. Well, I guess you do, because otherwise I wouldn't have this show. Because what am I going to do, just sit here in dead silence? No, I have to tell you things. Otherwise, why would you listen to this? Why would you listen to it even if I did tell you things? So that doesn't work. This is different. Oh, man. What's going on? What's going on here? What's going on? You know, I do this every single weekday. Seriously? You can find this show on the Podbean Network, on New England Broadcasting, similar websites. Yeah, just Google Ron Van Dam or the Ron Van Dam Show or New England Broadcasting or whatever you want to Google. You can also find us on TuneIn Radio. You can also find us on iTunes. And your Alexa thing in your house, your Amazon Alexa thing, your Echo, we're on there too. Yeah, I know. Seriously. If you have to go to the bathroom and you open up the lid on your toilet, I'm in there too. And I can prove it. If you've listened to some of these programs, you know that that's where my show is. Remember when I was younger, some girl saying to me, "Hey, Ron, get out of my pants." And then I thought to myself, what a great place to do a podcast. From your pants. Nice.
Yes, of course, you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
I said earlier in the show we're going to talk about mosquitoes today, and I know a lot of you got very excited when I said that. So, Ron, a show, then you're going to talk about mosquitoes? Wow, man. This is a show that I want to hear, so I thought I would do this today. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk mosquitoes. Huh? Come on.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great. This is Dr. Tom Mascari. He's a bug expert, an entomologist, S.C. Johnson, and we're talking about those pesky little things that are coming to suck your blood, the mosquitoes. Yeah. What do all mosquitoes bite, or is it a male or female, or the unisex? I have no idea.
Yeah, so actually it's just the female mosquitoes that bite. The males just kind of fly around and eat sugar, plant nectar, stuff like that. They don't really bother us. It's the females that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we know from prior CDC reports and health situations that they can actually carry some major disease.
That's right. So I think the thing to remember is that not all mosquitoes will be carrying diseases, and it's only certain species in certain places that are going to be a health risk. And the CDC is actually a very good source for information for that, as is our website, scjohnson.com/mosquitoes. But it is really it's really important to remember that mosquitoes can be dangerous, but it's good to know the risk. And what we always say at SC Johnson is the first line of defense, the best way to protect yourself and your family this summer is to prevent the bite. Use a repellent.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start before we get to that. Let's start how we get stuck with the mosquito problem. I guess there are certain environments and certain situations which breed mosquitoes, and those we should stay away from. What are those?
Yeah, that's right. So we only really have mosquitoes around when it's a little bit warmer and when we start having rains and water on the ground, because mosquitoes need water to breed. Okay. And some species actually just need a little tiny bit of water. So like the amount in a bottle cap is enough for these certain mosquitoes to lay eggs. So one of the tips that we always recommend is that people just look in their yards, and if you have anything containing water, like a bucket, bottle caps, bird bath, kiddie pool you haven't used in a while, just dump the water out once or twice a week to make sure you're not contributing to the problem.
Is there a certain time of day that mosquitoes are more prevalent?
Well, you know, it also depends on the different type of mosquitoes. So there are some that are, I mean, the typical night biters, the one that when the sun goes down, they'll come out and bite you. But there are other species, and these are the ones that in more tropical countries can be the ones that transmit things like Zika and dengue and all that. Those are actually going to bite during the day. So mosquitoes in some parts of the world are a day and night problem.
All right. All right. Now, some other things that I see here, which I'm interested in, the color of your clothing makes a difference to mosquitoes, I suppose.
Yeah, it can. I mean, I wouldn't just rely on wearing light clothing as a way to protect yourself.
Right.
I mean, that's not going to do it. I mean, if you're out there and there's tons of mosquitoes, they're still going to get you. But there is some evidence showing that if you wear lighter color clothing, you might be less at risk of getting bitten than if you wear darker clothing.
Okay.
And
All right.
may be that they prefer biting people with darker clothing, not that it's really protecting you to wear light clothing.
And then apparently when it's hot outside, people start to sweat, and that's not good?
Right. So if you're going to be outside and sweating a lot, I mean, a little bit of sweat's fine, but if you're sweating a lot or if you go swimming, the repellent might wash off. So what I say is just reapply that repellent afterwards, just follow the label, and do that. And if you're wearing sunscreen, just put the sunscreen on first and put the repellent on top.
All right. Let's talk about repellents because that's key. There are different types. Let's talk about that.
Sure. So there are different kinds of repellents. So the ones that we sell contain the active ingredients DEET or picaridin, and these are registered with the U.S. EPA. And what that means is that there's a large body of evidence behind these chemicals and these products. And what that means is that they've been tested scientifically, rigorously, and we do know that they work very well to protect you against mosquito bites, as opposed to some things that maybe aren't registered with the EPA.
Okay. Now, where do I spray this? Where does it go?
Yeah, so you can use this on your skin and your clothing, but it's important to make sure that you get the repellent on all of your exposed skin. Mm-hmm. I mean, follow the label directions, of course, but
right.
For me, in the summertime, I don't wear socks a lot, so I used to always forget to treat my ankles.
Sure.
And they would always just bite my ankles so much, so I just have to make sure now that I make sure that I pay special attention to my ankles and things like that. But just, if you have a little patch of skin that's not protected, like on your elbow or your ankle, they'll find it.
Oh, they're smart little buggers.
Yeah, they are, yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
Yeah. How often do I need to apply if I'm going to sit outside? I'm not good for the whole day, apparently.
Well, that's going to depend on the concentration of the DEET or picaridin in the product, but it's going to say that on the label.
All right.
Generally speaking, though, so if you have a product with a lower concentration of DEET, it doesn't mean that it works less well than a product with a higher concentration. It just means that it may not last as long. So just read the label and follow those directions, and it'll guide you the right way.
All right, good. Okay, that's fine. So, but if I go swimming and then I get out of the water, I assume I have to reapply, or does it stay on you when you're in water?
Yeah, if you're gonna go swimming, you're gonna have to retreat after you get out. Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you quickly, because everybody asked me this question, and I don't know the answer. You do. Why are some people bitten more than others? Two people can be sitting next to each other. One of them is like horrendously chewed up. The other one is perfectly fine, and they both applied the same stuff or didn't apply the same stuff.
Right. So that's actually kind of interesting. So there is a little, it's very complex. It's not just one thing. It's not your body temperature. It's not the composition of your skin chemistry. It's not your size. It's not any one factor, but all those things can contribute to making you slightly more or slightly less attractive to these mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So if you're slightly more attractive and you're sitting next to somebody who's slightly less attractive, they're going to bite you a little bit more than that person. Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you, if you're sitting out there by yourself, even if you're a little bit less attractive to those mosquitoes, they'll find you and they'll bite you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're talking about being attractive to a mosquito. If I find an ugly person and have them sit next to me, it doesn't mean that I get bitten more. You're talking about...
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's all beauty's in the eye of the mosquito, I guess.
Because I tend to hang around with only ugly people. It makes me feel better about myself. But that's a different interview. Okay. There are many different species and types of mosquitoes. I mean, the layperson thinks there's a mosquito, that's a mosquito. But I guess if you go different parts of the country, et cetera, there's like all different kinds of deals going on.
Yeah, there's dozens and dozens of different kinds of mosquitoes. And actually at our S.C. Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health, we raise four different types of mosquito. And these are representative of the types of mosquitoes that can transmit the different diseases around the world, like malaria, Zika, West Nile, and things like that.
Wow.
So there are many different species of mosquito, and we try to cover all of our bases to make sure that we're making products that are going to protect people.
Yeah. So if I get bitten by, is a mosquito actually sucking my blood? Is that what's happening?
Yes, okay. It does. Yeah.
And then is it flying around with my blood in it, and is it going to go to somebody else with my blood in it, or what happens at that point?
Usually a mosquito is going to feed on you, take some blood, and then it's going to go off and hide and digest that blood, get the protein that it needs, and that's actually what they use to make their eggs. So it's, as I said, it's only the females that feed, so they're getting that blood to make their eggs, and so they're not going to necessarily bite another person with your blood in them.
Wow.
It's just,
This has got to be stopped.
Yes, I agree.
And I guess you're in the business of stopping it.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. All right. Where do I go for more information?
So we have a lot of educational resources on mosquitoes and mosquito prevention at our website. It's scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Perfect. And, of course, that's available everywhere.
Yep.
I'll tell you something. I'm not promoting or anything, but when I buy something that's of consequence, like repelling mosquitoes, I'm not going to fool around with that.
Right.
It's like when I go to a doctor, I'm going to find the best doctor I can. If I need a surgeon, I'm going to find the best surgeon. If I need something like a repellent, I'm going to get a brand name that I trust, because I'm not going to fool around with this dollar store crap.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Good. Nice. You're very political the way you said that. I like it.
Thanks. All right.
Okay. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Tomascari, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and enjoy your summer.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
And dollar store stuff is crap. I mean, can we be honest about this? Can we at least agree on that? When you walk into a dollar store where everything's a dollar, everything, even the employees, you want to take an employee home and have sex with them? It's just a dollar. Did you look at those employees? Is it worth more than a dollar? Well, that's up to you. As soon as you walk in a dollar store, you must understand you're walking into a world of cheapness. You're buying stuff that isn't going to last, probably isn't going to work. You'll never return it because it was only a dollar. Would you ever have the balls to go to a dollar store and say, excuse me, I bought this last week. It doesn't work. I want my dollar back. What? It's a dollar store, guy. It's a dollar store. Nobody bothers returning stuff to a dollar store. It's not worth it. It's not worth the effort. It's not worth the gas to get here. You're returning something so you can get a dollar back? Wow. Let's just say you made a bad decision to buy the thing in the first place and just leave it at that, okay? Because you're not getting your dollar back. They do have some items that are brand names that they're selling for a dollar. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you have to say to yourself, why am I paying only a dollar for something that's like $5 in the stores and it's a brand name? What's going on here? Is this stuff defective? Is there something wrong with this production run? I guess you can find a good deal here and there at a dollar store, but for the most part, almost without exception, you're giving them money in exchange for crap. This is stuff that the people in China wouldn't even buy. It ended up here in this country. You got to understand that. Now, I guess it works for a lot of people. I don't know. I've gone into dollar stores before. I wear a disguise, but I've gone into dollar stores. I try not to touch any people or any of the merchandise unless I have to, because I don't know where it's been. They should name their aisles Crap Aisle 1, Crap Aisle 2, Crap Aisle 3, Crap Aisle 4. Everything's plastic. Everything. Even the floor. The whole building's plastic. The employees should all be employees from China, because that's where all the stuff came from. Well, there's a little bit of Taiwan thrown in there, and a lot of Hong Kong. It's a fact. It's a fact. Most of the employees are usually outside smoking cigarettes in front of the store. That's how you know it's a dollar store. You don't even need a name on the building. See that place where all the employees smoking outside? Oh, dollar store, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Figured. All right, I'm sorry. If you work at a dollar store, I apologize profusely. I apologize. Did you ever see someone work in a dollar store who had all their teeth? I have not. I have not. All right, this is all, it's a joke. I'm just joking. I'm just making a little comedy thing. The dollar store people are fine, fine people. Okay, have yourselves a wonderful day. Please join me again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.